Hello and welcome to the Gully Scorecard Podcast. So today we're going to discuss the Champions League final. I am Anuj Iyer and this is my co-host Nikhil Cherry. And Nikhil, what do you think of the game?
I thought it was quite a tight game until the first half got over. I feel like PSG had to put away their chances.
Yeah. That Mbappe chance was quite vital. I mean, he got the ball in his own box and then it just shot straight to Neuer. And that was a huge chance. I feel if they converted that, it would have been completely different. Especially since...
There was another Di Maria chance, right? There was the Di Maria chance when... I don't know who played it to him.
Herrera.
Yeah, that was a great ball. I thought he should have finished that. He should have slotted it into the
bottom. But anyways, get to the game later. Pre-game predictions. What did you think about the game going into it? Whose side were you on?
I'm going into the game since I'm a Chelsea fan and we got battered. We got battered by Bayern. So, I mean, if you lose to the winners, I mean,
I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was. And I've never been a big fan of PSG. Like, I felt like they were a two-man team. But today, I guess they proved me wrong in some sort, even though they lost the game. Yeah. I was quite impressed with some of the players. But, yeah, I was with Bayern. I thought this would go to extra time. I was convinced it would go to extra time. And it nearly did. Yeah. I thought it would be probably, 2-2?
Mm.
2-2 extra time. And maybe... Mbappe, if he had the legs, maybe 3-2 PSG, but I'm happy it went Bayern's way.
Yeah, same, bro. Like, Bayern was just too good this entire tournament. Even though I'm a huge Neymar fan and an Mbappe fan as well, Bayern was just sensational this tournament. They won 11 out of 11 games. Like, you can't knock that. You really can't. What do you
mean? I feel like each player on that team had their part to play, and they did it very well. Like, if you look throughout the tournament, which player can you take out from that team and say, okay, you were at fault for something? I mean, maybe Alaba for...
That didn't matter for anything.
But, I mean, you could say Jerome Boateng because he was slow, but I guess...
I mean, he got injured every single knockout round.
I feel like he would have been wrecked by
him. I just feel like Bayern put them in so that he could get in the starting 11 photo and then just purposely said, okay, come off, we don't need you anymore. You're just too slow for this.
That's Sula, bro. But he played well. Sula was good.
He was good, but like, he just doesn't get in the lineup. Like, 2 years down, we look at, okay, Bayern Munich squad. Yes, see, Sula's not there, but he plays like 85 minutes. Like,
he played 85 minutes.
I was a huge Neymar Mbappe fan, as I said, and I was on PSG side, especially like the Atlanta game. It was very nerve-wracking for me because, you know, I really wanted them to get through that. And if they lost that game, their manager would have 100% been sacked. But Marquinhos, Mbappe, Neymar,
Choupo-Moting. Now he looks like a king. Like, Marquinhos looks like a king. Like, if he got sacked, if he lost that game, he would have been sacked.
Yeah, 100%. Like, after 100%.
But now he looks like he's done some... I don't think he's been much of a genius, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess like it is kind of controversial, but it is understandable. His tactics were very good against Leipzig, I'll give him that much. But against Bayern, it just like it proved that without Mbappe and Neymar shining to a certain extent, they just can't function because that's the core of their team.
Yeah. Towards the end of the game, I feel like they just tried a bit too much. They tried too much on the ball. Like they kept losing possession. It was during this period where the whistle was going off every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
There was yellow cards given out.
Giving out like chaat masala and all every 2 seconds yellow card.
Every 2 second yellow card. Yeah, Neymar. If you saw, Neymar lost the ball so many times.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think he got frustrated. He kept trying so many things. It never came off because And like just coming back to the point which you said earlier about Bayern Munich, which separates them from PSG is that, you know, PSG is Neymar and Mbappe, but you know Bayern Munich is definitely more than it's every each player to their own has their own strengths.
Each player has their own role to play. Like if you saw the Bayern Munich team, you would exploit the fact that they play with a high line, not because you don't exploit one of their players.
Exactly. You can exploit the system, but like they'll still find a way to counter you. And I just gotta give it to the players of the match, Manuel Neuer and Thiago. Oh my god, absolutely phenomenal.
When I was watching the game, like I want Bayern to win. If there was any two players that you could pass to and you knew they wouldn't lose the ball, it was Neuer and Thiago.
Yeah, man.
Thiago held that midfield shape so well. He dropped in when he needed to. He allowed the two midfielders to go up.
Just dictated the play so well. He dictated the play so well. Yeah. And it's surprising why Bayern are willing to let him go now. Like, as you've seen, he's been linked to Liverpool with, you know, all these things.
I don't know why they want to let him go. And there are some Premier League fans who have the audacity to say he'll sit on the bench.
Ah, man. Like, Henderson, Keita, and Wijnaldum. He's better than all of them. Easily, man.
I mean, I guess Fabinho is good.
Fabinho is good, but I still think Thiago makes it into that team, hands down. He's insane.
He showed his class today.
He properly stepped up.
He dropped into that defense when he needed to, even though he was actually defending, but he held that shape, and I thought he was really good.
Yeah, he just kept the shape, kept everything together. It just felt like whenever he got the ball, he had so much time, much more time than any other player on the pitch. Like, he just had that extra second to make a pass and, you know, thread the ball through.
He never lost the ball. He never lost the ball. When he needed to play it backwards, he played backwards. When he needed to play sides, he played sides.
Yep.
Needed to play forward pass, he did. And he just didn't lose the ball. Like, he didn't try anything outrageous. I feel like if Bayern tried too hard, they would have made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, they kept it simple. They had their own strategies. They said, okay, fine, we won't play that high line. Drop back a bit because we know they have Mbappe who can absolutely skin all the defenders. Play a less high line, but still put the pressure. Their pressing was absolutely fantastic, I have to say.
Yeah, their pressure was... I mean, we expected that their pressure was... I don't think it was the fault of the defenders. I think Kimpembe was quite good.
Actually, I was going to say Kimpembe was one of my favorite PSG players on the pitch today. He was very, very... I mean, Tilo Kehrer, the less we speak about him, the better. I mean, that was...
He did play well. Like, the first half, I thought he was good. I thought
he was good, but... He should have headed the ball for that goal. The cross was towards his area. He was not positioned well. Koeman was right behind him.
The goal.
Koeman was right behind him.
He did pocket Alphonso Davies well.
But Davies' second half, even though Davies got a yellow card, he stepped up in the second half, kept his composure, and stayed on the pitch for the full game. I'll definitely give him that.
Especially as a 19-year-old, you've got to be.
Yeah, man. My God. We are 19, man. We are 19. The kid.
I thought he didn't have a great game, but I thought the second half.
I think the whole Bayern team just as a collective second half, they're like, okay, we're not going to let this slip. We're going to score. We're going to win. It's just that. And like getting back to like just the players in general, the German mentality. Like, they're such a successful international side, and I think the coach being German and the senior players being German has just instilled that culture into them, that of just success, that culture of success.
Yeah, I feel like, and you've seen the stat, right? How much would the Bayern team cost?
90 mil. Harry Maguire, 80 mil. I mean, that just says it all, really.
That guy's in jail, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, that fight, that bar fight is the most effective he's been all season in anything. 100%.
audacity to compare him to Virgil van Dijk.
The rule I follow is such fans who make such crazy comparisons, you don't need to engage with all that. It's pointless. It really is. I don't understand.
Yeah, but Manchester. How can you base a defender off stats?
Yeah, you just can't. It's more of eye test. That's what you.
Oh, bro, Maguire is 6'6". Can six or something? Van Dijk is 6'4". Like, he's probably six, six,
four. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Like
he made so many passes this, so he's better.
No, like you can have 53 clearances or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like. You look at you, you're a worst defender, end of story. That's all it is.
Yeah, bloody Tyrone Mings would have probably had more clearances than Virgil van Dijk.
Exactly.
He plays for a shit side. That's all.
Exactly.
Like you can't compare by it. But that's off topic.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of young players like Tyrone Mings, we have our own Kingsley Coman. Who has redeemed himself. Oh my goodness.
I like his haircut.
Yeah, I do. You know. His haircut? Yeah, I do.
But an afro, he's got that brown hair.
Yeah.
That definitely helps. I don't know what I'm going with this. But he definitely killed.
He's been. What, 7 league titles in a row with Juventus and Bayern Munich, but he's never been the star man. And today, finally, the first time he wins the Champions League, he scores the winner in the final. I mean, what's a better redemption arc than that? You really can't ask for more than that.
He redeemed himself today, right? And it was not, it seemed like a pretty simple goal, but he created a lot of chances. I feel like Lewandowski should have scored.
Yeah, he should have. This is the first game in the season Lewandowski hasn't scored.
Did he?
First game in the Champions League season, he hasn't scored. Champions League. He scored in every other game he's played in. That's immense.
He scored all Gnabry plays and Lewandowski scored the last one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, against you, yeah.
Against Leon.
And against you, yeah. Both.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I just got to get it in, you know.
I mean, at least we didn't lose as bad as.
I mean. Bayern Barca, like you, we need a separate podcast for that match. That's how embarrassing it was.
No. What the fuck happened that game, bro?
You can't express it, man. It was just too bad. You can't.
I was watching ESPN that day, and I heard one of the journalists say. Nelson Semedo, that's probably one of the worst performances I've seen in the entire Champions League by a single player.
Bro, this entire year, the worst. Easily.
Yep. Semedo's not bad player. I've seen him play well. But bro, he was so bad.
Jeez, man.
Davies made him do Just Dance, bro. That's it.
Yeah. Fully, bro. Jelly legs that guy had. He literally couldn't do anything. Just dribble past him.
Okay. That's besides the point. Yeah, good. I thought Kimmich's ball was very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was well-weighted pass to Coman to score the winner in what was, as we said, quite an entertaining final. Anyways, moving on now to PSG. Enough about Bayern Munich. The runners-up, Neymar and Mbappe. No show. What are your thoughts on that?
No show. I feel like Neymar has lost his shooting boots, bro. He's gone.
Even apart from shooting, like today he just seemed, he wasn't on it. It just felt very weird from him. And I'm saying that as a huge Neymar fan. He just wasn't on it.
Yeah. I feel like he wanted it too much. Like, obviously, you can't want it more.
Hmm.
Wanting it too much is a good thing, but
he
wasn't himself.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't seem to have that freedom that he normally has.
Hmm. And that was well done.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought he didn't have the... It was a no-show today, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't even say anything.
That 10-minute spell, I think it was in the 70th to 80th minute.
Yeah.
The time when he was giving out yellow cards left, right, and center. He lost the ball like 4 times then.
Yeah, I think he was so frustrated by then because he was fouled a bunch of times and, like, you know, he kept giving the ball away. Nobody was good. Like, there was no runs which he wanted to pass it to, and it was all a very bad. It's just a bad game for him. Like, it's just bad. Sometimes it happens. It can happen to anyone, and it's bad.
Yeah, he seemed quite tensed.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's not him.
And even though I'm not the biggest Neymar fan, I don't think people should judge him off today's performance.
Oh, 100%.
But I do agree to a certain extent that he needs more of a team around him. I don't agree with the fact necessarily that he needs Messi. But he needs more of a team around him.
Yeah.
PSG were much of a team today.
Yeah. And even if he had a team around him, I still think that, I don't know how controversial or whatever this opinion is, I feel this today's Bayern team could have given a very good fight to, they wouldn't have beaten them, I'll agree they wouldn't have beaten them, but that day's Barca team, they would have given a better fight. The Messi, Neymar, Suarez, even Neymar, Suarez, Messi would have like torn this defense apart, I'll give you that much. But 2020 yeah. Bayern Munich was an absolutely phenomenal team, and they would have definitely given 14-15 Barca a run for their money. That Neymar, Messi, Suarez. Yeah.
They won every game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's ever happened, has it? No team has ever won every game and won the Champions League.
This never happened before.
Yeah. I mean, you got to consider no. Yeah, exactly. No second leg and all that. But still.
I don't see. They would have lost to Barca. Second leg, Barca would have
gone. Barca would have gone straight home, man. There's no second leg for them.
The walkover would have been.
Yeah.
The walkover was 3-0.
Yeah. 3-0. Whatever. They would have taken that. That's the best goal line they could have got.
I said, yo, that's Serie A guy, bro.
Oh,
I saw that. I saw the lineup for that Barca game.
Oh my god.
What is happening? Why are you playing so many defensive players? And he played Vidal as a cam.
I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. And like, speaking about Barca, you know they have to pay 5 million to Liverpool now?
Yeah, they have to pay 5
million. Oh my god. Bro, imagine the clause was Coutinho wins the Champions League and he won it with Bayern Munich knocking Barcelona out, and now they have to play Liverpool for that. Oh my goodness.
Barca have to play, bro. The biggest benefiters out of all of this is Bayern, bro.
Oh yeah. I mean,
they loan
Coutinho and Perisic. Crazy, man. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Inter also bottled that.
Yeah, Europa League final. Also,
see that goal.
Whose goal? Oh, the own goal, Lukaku own goal. Carlos, yeah, the bicycle kick, yeah.
But what a guy, bro! Yeah. Overhead kick, Europa League final.
I mean, it was given as an own goal, but you know, whatever. Overhead kick is an overhead kick.
It's a bicycle kick, bro. Whatever you say.
Yeah, man. That's after him. Yeah.
I feel like, what do you think about Eriksen?
Eriksen, yeah. He's the first player to ever lose a Champions League final and a Europa League final in successive seasons.
Shit. Yeah. He lost.
Yeah.
How can you ever imagine Spurs being in a Champions League final? Like,
I mean, they sold their soul for that final. That's why they finished freaking sixth or seventh this season, whatever they finished.
Mark my words, for another 10 years, they will never reach the same heights.
Not under Mourinho, for sure. They need a better manager than that. But yeah.
Who's going to come in for Mourinho?
You never know. I mean, right now, I don't see anybody who could replace him. I mean, who's going to take the Tottenham job, because that doesn't look like an easy job right now, especially considering they don't have insane youth players, and you know they'll probably need to buy players because Harry Kane is going to leave in a few years if he doesn't start winning things over there.
Harry Kane needs to leave soon. He's what, 26?
Yeah, 26, 27,
right?
I guess. Yeah,
he's going to make his prime soon. If he wants to even play in the Champions League, there's no chance they're getting to Champions League next year. But yeah, if he wants to, you know, get to,
you need to win things. He needs to win things and he needs to win them quick.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to move to a better team. Where do you think he should go though?
Kane, I'm not really sure. Like, I mean, he's been linked with Madrid for a long time. And I don't know how will it fit in that system. I mean, I'm not sure what's in the future for Zidane. I'm not sure. So he'll have to see. But he'll definitely want to go to a side which is on top right now. I mean, Bayern Munich, Lewandowski this season was insane, but who knows when he's going to start slowing down. So that position is always open. And with Harry Kane hitting his prime soon, you never know. He could go to Bayern Munich, considering they're on the upward.
Do you think, Englishmen, I feel like English people suit Germany more than they do Spain.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched this video a few days ago. It was how there are so many talented American youngsters in the Bundesliga. There's Davis isn't really young. So there's
that guy who scored in the for Leipzig against Atletico, Tyler Adams.
That's besides the point, but yeah, I feel like Harry Kane would be so suited to Germany that rather than Spain.
Yeah. Anyways,
would he go to PSG? I don't know.
Nah. I mean PSG, unless you know Mbappe and Neymar leave, which could be possible, but we'll get to that later. For now, PSG, they're good players out of this passive performance. And Herrera, I'll have to give it to him.
He was good.
Well, while he was on the pitch, he was good. I mean, he did miss some chances, but he provided some good passes, especially to Di Maria, who was on his weak foot, but still.
Yeah, I feel like there was one spell, I think it was around the 28th to 30th minute, where Herrera played, like he pressed the ball very, very well. He got the ball back. Bayern were on the ropes for a while.
It was just that spell when Boateng went off and Süle came on, and they were just a bit frazzled, and that's when PSG should have scored, but they didn't.
They had to score. Mbappe had to score. I feel like the one thing PSG didn't do well was the chance where Goretzka took a long shot and then rebounded, and that put I think someone put Mbappe through.
Yeah,
and Mbappe absolutely killed Süle and
Kimmich.
He had they didn't do that enough.
They didn't feed it enough.
He didn't have any service.
That's true. And that's also down to them. They shut down the midfield. They absolutely shut down PSG's midfield. Herrera was good, but they shut them down.
Bayern's midfield won it for them.
Yeah.
Bayern's midfield. Thiago was immense. So good. Müller was really good.
Mr. Consistent Man, what do you say about him? He's fantastic.
Yeah, he exploits space so well. Like, he does it like no one else.
Yeah, like you don't know where he's gonna be. He just pops up there, and then when he has the ball, he gives more space. It's insane.
For him, the adjective ghost would be a good thing, because he disappears and he comes again.
And
he pops up in where you don't think he would. And
yeah, it's insane how he does it so consistently at this age as well, you know, still going at it. And he's won everything he has to win. Like, he could easily retire now.
He's only 30?
No way. Nah, you're messing with me, bro.
You can look it up. He's only 30. I feel like he's been on forever.
He's only 30? Bro, he's 1 year older than Thiago.
Oh,
what the hell?
He's been good for so long, bro.
I remember him from like when he scored. He was part of the 2010 World Cup team, I'm pretty sure, where they made the semis and lost. And then again 2014 when they absolutely dispatched Portugal 4-0 in the group stage and he destroyed them. And yeah, he's been consistently performing, man. What a player.
The only thing I remember from that World Cup was 7-1, bro.
What can you say? That was I loved it so much.
My guy David Luiz, bro.
David Luiz and Dante, like
Dante, he was was so bad. He was too bad.
I remember watching that game, and it was like, I think 2-0, 3-0, something like that. And I put my phone down, and I went to like use the washroom or something like that. And I came back, and already 4-5-0 up. Like, what? When did this happen?
This is exactly like us. I mean, RCB played KKR. Right? I know a lot. We had, my family and I had gone out, and there was this television, where they were broadcasting the match. And this is the game where Sunil Narine had a goal. He scored.
I don't even want to remember it. Jeez, 50, fast as 50.
They only scored like 130, 135, something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we can win this, bro. Bear in mind, the restaurant we went to was like 5 minutes away from our house. Came back, not walking, by car. We won for three.
Oh my God.
And this is bearing in mind, there has to be the whatever that thing was, what is called, extra innings. In that much time, it was 1-3.
I mean, that's RCB. Like, what can you say? But like, I know. UAE. I mean, I said in the beginning itself, I feel RCB are going to do great this season. But that's beside the point. Anyways, okay. Yeah. Now PSG. What's in the future for them? What do you think? Think the players are going to stay or what?
PSG, I mean, Mbappe would go to Madrid, but where would Neymar go?
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't go. He shouldn't go back to Barca. He shouldn't go back to Barca because that's a sinking ship.
Yeah, Barca can't afford it. They're in some financial crisis. That's the only reason they sold Arthur.
I guess, but if they want to afford him, they can figure out a way to afford him. I'll give Barca that. Like, they can figure out
their owners are absolutely dog.
Yeah, that's true.
How much have they spent on those three players? Absolute flops. Coutinho, Dembele, and
145 mil on Coutinho, man. 145 mil.
And he won the Champions League with his team. He went on loan.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I saw this video where on Twitter where this guy said Coutinho will be he'll be showing off his Champions League medal when he goes back to the Camp Nou in the summer to all the players over there.
Half of them haven't won. How many people from men's squad have actually won?
Messi, Suarez, Messi, Pique, Alba.
Alba, Busquets.
Busquets, yeah. Rakitic. Quite a few of them have won it, but still,
Again,
it doesn't matter really.
Ter Stegen? Who's the keeper?
I think Valdez. I think it was Ter Stegen or Valdez, one of them. Ter Stegen or Valdez, one of them. But yeah, maybe I don't remember.
Speaking of Ter Stegen, I feel like if anyone ever doubted Manuel Neuer and if he thought he was past it, today shows you that.
Yeah.
It's just. He's just one of the best.
Like, phenomenal, man. Phenomenal performance.
The one where Mbappe was far offside, he still saved it, bro.
Yo, it was. I thought, like, even though it was offside, I thought that was going to go in 100%. Unbelievable.
I mean, Mbappe should have scored that, but bro, how did he save it?
Man? It's insane.
He made an insane save?
When? Which one?
Someone was through on goal.
Neymar. He went through his legs and then he made a double save after that.
No, it was not this one. Then? He put his right leg out.
Di Maria passed it to Herrera and then he put his right leg out. Di Maria passed, cut it back to Herrera and then Neymar put his right leg out.
Yeah, that was also insane.
Yeah. He had a very good game.
So what was super motivated?
I mean, why was Nicardi on? I mean, I know,
Stoke City.
Super motive.
Stoke City.
Stoke City reject. I mean,
are Stoke City still in the championship? Have they gone one league below?
I genuinely have no clue and I have no care for that T club. I hate Stoke City so much.
Oh, no. Stoke City.
I hate them, man.
I remember them beating us one game and that what's that name? Charlie Adam.
Anautovic.
I just hate that guy's face. He was such a big flop for West Ham.
Oh yeah.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, and now he's in China, minting it.
Is he in China?
I think he is. I last I heard of him, he was in China. I don't know where is. Let me just Google Arnautovic.
Should never be around.
My brother. Yeah, Shanghai SIPG. Yep, he's in China.
What a guy.
He's 31 though. I mean, I guess not much he can do now. He's 31.
Yeah. Arnautovic, but whatever.
I remember Stoke City. I remember Charlie Adams scored from like his own half against Chelsea.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He has 5 teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god. I can't believe.
That guy was older than my dad.
Yeah. Oh my god. I can't believe.
Charlie. How old is he?
No,
let's look at
it. And he's ancient, bro. He's ancient. Charlie Adams actually.
Oh, bro, I remember there were so many memes saying he looks like he's 50, but now he's actually like 25 or something.
Oh, Charlie Adam. He's 34. That's old enough. He looks much older. Definitely looks much older. Yeah, but where is he now?
He must have retired. Charlie Adams has to have retired.
I don't know. I think he says he's at current teams. It says Reading FC. So I guess he's there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He is senior career Reading.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess he's still there.
Yeah. Oh, he's Scottish. I didn't even know. I thought he was English.
No. He's Scottish.
I feel like Charlie Adams is one of the most basic names you could have.
Oh, yeah. It's two first names. That's what it is. Just two first names chucked together. That's all it is.
Wait, it's not Adams.
Yeah, whatever. It's even worse. That's even more of a first.
Yeah, than Adams. Charlie. Okay, why are we talking about Charlie?
Yeah, we got real tangent here. Yeah. Anyways, PSG, Neymar, Mbappe. Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen to this team now.
What do you think Tuchel will stay?
Who?
Thomas Tuchel.
Oh, Thomas. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, he's done. See, he was very close to getting sacked, but I'll give him. His tactics were good against Leipzig. Today, today was just where the better team won. I think he would also agree with that. Like, it's not much he could have done today. Like, to nullify this.
I feel like the only thing you can say about PSGs or teams that play against Bayern is, you have to bloody take your chances.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you don't take your chances, they will kill you. End of story. It's done.
And that's been the season, all season long for them.
Yeah, you can trace it back to the quarterfinals. Messi, if Busquets headed that in, it could have been a different game. I'm not saying Barca would have won.
Yeah, definitely. I get you.
But it would have been 8-2.
Yeah.
And then against Leon, Depay should have scored, Dembele should have scored. What's that guy's name? Toko Ekambi.
Yeah, man. He really bottled it. Toko Ekambi.
But that Navri goal, what a fool.
Yeah, oh my god. That was sensational. That guy, man. Arsenal, we had him in our, just right there, in our palms. Gave him away.
Champions League. He just rejected him at West Brom.
I mean, Tony Pulis, he plays what? Terrorism football. Like, Gnabry can't play in that team. You can't.
Gnabry, I don't like his mustache.
It's kind of sus. His mustache is kind of sus, but his football makes up for it. I'll give him that.
His haircut is nice.
His haircut when. When he bagged four against Spurs, that afro, that was nice.
Oh yeah. That was one of the best games of my life.
Oh, 100%, man.
Sitting in my class and every 2 minutes, my phone would go off. Bayern has scored. It was too good, right? Everything went f***ing, bro. he's scored four, didn't
four
he?
yeah four four man at one point in the season he scored four. I know you remember this. He scored four against at in London against Tottenham, and then two against Chelsea in London, and he had more goals in London than Lacazette. And like, that was just embarrassing. Like, come on.
Definitely remember.
Yeah, and you know how much I have a dislike towards Lacazette. We'll keep it towards that. You know, let's keep it to that. Just dislike.
Despise. I think he's quality. I mean, not quality. He's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Not for me, I guess. Not my cup of tea, Alexander Lacazette. I guess we leave it to that.
What do you think is going to happen? Hansi Flick's a hero.
Oh, yeah, Hansi Flick's a hero. Bayern Munich. This team is going only one way. That's up. This team's going up.
So badly, Nico Kovac.
Yeah. I mean, like, they were losing the league and they said, okay, screw it. Kovac is out. Flick is in. Flick won them the league, won them Champions League, won them treble. What more can you say?
No, but Kovac against Gladbach or Frankfurt or one of them. Not 5-1.
Yeah. I think it was Frankfurt. I think, I should have. Blame Gladbach. I don't know.
I still can't think. City, I'm going to go and sack it after.
100%. 100%. Oh my God.
Imagine going back to Spain as him.
Oh, man. You just can't. I mean, I don't think PK cares that much. He goes home to Shakira, man. I don't think he cares at all.
No, I'm talking about Setien.
Setien as a manager? Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Worst day of his career.
Coming back to Spain after the Barca Bayern game as Setien.
Oh, that's horrible. Horrible, man. What will you do? What will you say to your family? What do you say to your kids? Oh my God.
Yeah, what do you say at that point? Like he got it wrong is an understatement.
Yeah, exactly. He got it horribly, horribly wrong. But yeah, man, this Bayern Munich team, they've successfully replaced every one of the 2013 players, Schweinsteiger, Ribery, Robin, every one of them has been, replaced. It's crazy.
Was that right back or left back?
He was right back, and then Guardiola made him a DM. But yeah, he was right back.
Who was the left back?
Alaba, no. They had Boateng and Hummels.
But Hummels wasn't there in 2013.
Oh, yeah, they had Dante. No, yeah, Dante. Dante was there. Dante was part of that treble team. Mr. Dante, he was good that game though. He was good that game. He was good in 2013 in the final.
Okay, Dante.
Yeah, Dante was good. Dante was good.
That guy looks like Gnabry, bro.
Who, Dante?
Yeah.
Okay, man. I guess he does.
I think like if you're a bad player with that kind of haircut, you're just done, bro. You can only pull off an afro when you're a good football player.
That is true. I genuinely think like hair trims and haircuts have a bigger effect on footballers than you would think they do. I know it sounds weird. It sounds extremely weird.
Neymar, Pogba, Sterling, and all of them.
Yeah, Pogba hasn't been the most consistent this season, but like, when he gets his trim, he's on it. You know, Pogba's on it when he gets his trim.
A few lightning streaks on those sides.
Yeah.
Imagine having a barber living in your home. That'd be so sick.
Yeah, man. They have their own barbers come to their house, do their trims. Man, that's the life, bro.
Did you see? Did you see the Champions League ad?
Which
ad? They sponsor four different players. What was it? Messi, Pogba, Salah, and Sterling. None of them.
I saw that. Oh my God!
Past the quarters.
Yeah, they just got that horribly wrong.
Pogba didn't even play in the Champions League.
Oh yeah. Wait, no. United. They were in the Champions League. Oh yeah, they were. Why was Pogba there?
Yeah, I don't understand why Pogba was there. Pogba, well, they were in the Europa League, no? They lost.
Exactly. Yeah, they lost to Sevilla. That baffles me. That baffles me. I don't know why he was there.
Another Bruno Fernandes penalty.
Fernandes. My God. Can't believe Fernandes. As usual.
But he's good. He's very good.
He's good, but as a anti-United, I guess if you call me. don't wish for the best for him. Not really.
Yeah, definitely don't.
Anyways,
if I played for a good team, I would be fine with him. But
oh yeah, yeah. Exactly. And like the same thing with Pogba. I mean, I still like him a bit, but I loved him at Juventus so much. And when you go to United, I just couldn't like him.
Oh, I despise Anthony Martial.
I know that.
His face just pisses me off. Like, he's good in everything, but that's apart from this season, he'll turn up once in 5 games and people think he's Messi, bro. Like, calm your shit.
That's just United fans, bro. You gotta just not engage with them. That's all. You gotta stay away. I'm telling you, like, this is our first episode. United fans are not going to watch anything after this. Gone. He's going to say, okay, we don't need this. They clearly do not like us. We don't need to listen to them.
Fans, bro. What can I say?
I mean, yeah, we hate you. We can't do anything. We just hate you. Whatever it is.
Can't do it. Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. So, final thoughts.
How do you think the next season will go? I mean, PSG will still win the Farmers League.
Yeah, nothing to say about that. PSG are going to win the league and Lyon are going to sell their good players and Lyon are going to go back to, you know, whatever it is, fourth place, second place.
I don't know if they don't actually like Lyon.
I like them, but they're going to sell Aouar. So
Aouar will probably be the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna sell our.
Yeah. Thiago go to Liverpool.
Who?
Thiago.
Thiago, yeah, from Bayern Munich. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that still baffles me why they want to sell him. He's really, really good.
Are you good? Okay. Let's wrap this up then.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our first ever episode of the Gully Scorecard podcast. Stay tuned for more weekly episodes where we will talk about IPL soon.
Follow our Instagram. We have an Instagram.
Yes.
It's called Gully Podcast. You can listen to next episode. Probably sometime next week. Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Whenever we you know, get the motivation to shoot another episode, we'll shoot it. Just be prepared. Yeah.
Follow our Instagram.
Instagram, Twitter, you know, as well. Twitter at Gully Scorecard. We'll be posting a lot more now. So, yeah.
You get updates. If you want football updates, we're probably going to plan on doing that.
Yes.
You know, your transfer market, rumors,
yeah.
Whatnot.
Yeah, we'll do a whole episode on transfer market. Like what we think is going to happen, what we would like to happen, all of that.
Yeah, we can do that.
And obviously, the big one, which is going to come once the transfer window closes, the Premier League predictions. So please stay tuned for that.
Yeah, please stay tuned for that one. Yeah. We don't worry. We will not be tested. United will not
come. Yeah, don't worry. We'll respect them as much as we can.
They'll be in the top half. We can assure them.
Yeah. Don't worry, United fans. Please don't leave. Don't report this podcast. We love you.